TV Campfire Podcast.
Have you seen it yet? OMG.
We're here.
I hate to sound like a broken
record. Oh, no! We're fans.
It just goes up from there.
Oh! All right, we got to a whole different level.
No, you didn't.
We talk TV.
She is the most useless one-dimensional character ever.
Premiere of Spartacus.
Vengeance.
Welcome to the show.
This is podcast number 100. And I am Livia, your host. And this week we have a wide variety of returning guests. I'm very pleased. Let's go around the room and everybody go for it.
Peter from West Hollywood.
David from Hollywood.
Marcia from the Valley, for sure.
Ronnie from Vegas, but in the house.
Malik from Greater Los Angeles County.
Greg from St. Louis, Missouri.
Josh from Lake Balboa, California.
Allison from Tarzana.
Tom from Glendale, but in Florida.
Woohoo! Woo! Yeah, I like that effort, Tom. So this week we are changing the format in that we're going to go back in time to when we started. Thank you for the sound effect, guys. We started way back in March 2010. So we're going to take a look back and talk about how far we've come in the couple of years that we've been doing the podcast. And we're going to read some feedback that's been sent in. But first, we're going to talk about the news.
All right.
Can't let you go for a week without news. So first up I have is that Matthew Perry has been added to the cast of The Good Wife, which is a show we haven't really talked about, but I know some of you guys watch it. Yep. So, and I like Matthew Perry.
Yep.
Tempting.
Me too.
But it's one of those shows I'd have to go back and watch from the beginning. So,
Despite his last attempt.
I did like his last attempt.
Yeah, Mr. Sunshine.
Mr. Sunshine was great.
Yeah. Oh, I love Mr. Sunshine.
David's giving me the skeptical look. All right. The other good news, I think, is that Colin Ferguson from Eureka, and we all know that show's been canceled. He has been cast in a pilot called Like Father, and it's from the creator of Cougar Town.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so hopefully that... I mean, he's got really great comedic timing, so hopefully, giving a thumbs up, hopefully that's good.
I'll watch.
Well, we already know he can play a good goofy father character.
That's true.
I'll watch any Bill Lawrence show for at least a few episodes.
Well, I like Colin Ferguson, so I'll watch him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the next piece of news is that NBC has made the pilot of Awake available in several formats a couple weeks early. So you can check it out on Hulu and you can check it out on iTunes.
And on demand, depending on your cable provider. Time Warner has it on demand.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't have my little on demand. Didn't know that. All right.
That way you don't have to actually watch NBC to see it.
I want to watch the show.
Except I will tell you, you cannot fast forward on demand. So even though I had to watch Awake 3 times to get through the whole thing because of life, I couldn't fast forward to where I had started. So now I've seen the first half 3 times.
You know it really, really well.
But you can rewind, though.
Yeah, and then you can't fast forward afterwards. I learned that, too.
The next piece of news is that Mary McCormick from In Plain Sight has landed an ABC pilot, and I was confused for a second, but then I remember this is the last season of In Plain Sight, so that makes sense. So yes, but I like In Plain Sight. So,
that's what I mean. Yeah, I love In Plain
and
Sight.
I like Mary McCormick. So
yeah, so it's still win-win.
It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be on television. Little breaks, very little break in between. The last piece of news I have is that there is a teaser up for season 5 of Mad Men. So if you're one of those people who are really crazy about Mad Men, you can go check out the teaser and have people waving in the room. So
although the teaser, there's no new clips because I've seen it.
There's no new clips?
It's just it's a sizzle. It's more like a sizzle reel.
Oh, from old
right.
Episodes?
It's basically just it's all about Don Draper being back, and they're just showing highlights. There's nothing new in it.
Oh, that's kind of really disappointing.
I mean that and the Game of Thrones teasers have been.
I knew that's what
Game
that
of
would
Thrones
be.
Teaser had new material, but both of them I've been like really underwhelmed with these are two big shows for me. So
All I was gonna say also, Mad Men returns March 25th.
Yeah, with that awesome.
Woo! Okay, so we know that. All right, so let's get started.
What about the news about the The Beast.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you. As I said, last piece of news, I was incorrect. That was second to last piece of news. The actual last piece of news that I have is that they are making two Beauty and the Beast remakes. One of them will be on the CW, and it's based on the Beauty and the Beast from the 80s, which was one of my favorite shows of all time. And
that's why you're so excited about who's playing.
Oh, Beauty. You missed Mr. Sarcasm. The CW, and it's great wisdom.
Oh, you better.
What did they do? Hire a 15-year-old?
No, they hired Kristen Klug from Smallville, who I hated with a fiery passion. She's going to be the Beauty. And I mean, she's pretty.
Lana or whatever?
Lana Lang, yeah, exactly.
As a cop is like casting Keanu to play...
Einstein.
Yeah, really.
That's weird. But anyway...
Who's the Beast?
They haven't cast the Beast yet. They haven't cast him yet, but... What they have decided, instead of the Beast being born as the Beast like he was on the show, they're going to have him be an Afghanistan war vet who gets horribly injured, and they try to fix him with some genetic thingy, and then he gets made grotesque but has superpowers. I was like, are you kidding me?
That's like, I hate it already.
I don't know. I was like, is that the mutant?
I sense the cape part two.
But the problem is, because it's the CW doesn't cancel shows quickly, so I'm like, it's going to be on for a really long time. It's going to suck. And then
they canceled that Misha Barton thing quickly, thank goodness.
That's true. Yeah, but true. And then ABC is also doing Beauty and the Beast, but theirs is off of the Disney version of Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, okay.
So there will be two Beauty.
Is there any casting in that one?
No, not yet. So that one will also. Both of them are scheduled for the fall.
Well, I guess they got tired of remaking Snow White, so they've moved on to something else. I guess it'll be Cinderella or something next year.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, I was like, I cannot believe they're doing... And they're both titled the same thing. At the moment,
really?
They both have the same title, yeah. They're titled Beauty and the Beast.
That's probably. I'm sure one will have to fold.
Yeah, one of them will have to change their title at some point.
Beauty
and
the other Beast.
And Marcia has indicated she has news.
Yes, Doctor Who has started filming in Spain.
Spain?
In Spain, yes.
Oh.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
I find that interesting on many levels.
Well, I find it interesting that Doctor Who has resumed filming, so I'm happy about that, so thumbs up.
And they got a vacation to Spain
didn't you hear, because you were at Gallifrey, about the ponds?
Yes, but that's spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a spoiler? That's a spoiler.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I'm kidding.
I will not give spoilers in my podcast. Yes. All right. Even though I've been spoiled, but I will keep you all safe. So let's start off with the first topic. We're going to look at the shows that we talked about in the beginning versus the shows we talked about now. And what, as a group, or we're going to go around the room, what are you surprised that we're talking about now, and what are you surprised about we're no longer talking about? So, who wants to go first? All right, Peter.
Well, part of this is, a little bit. I'm really surprised, and this is a weird one for me because I don't watch these shows. I tried to watch one of them. Castle and NCIS are shows that it seems like a lot of people like Castle on this. I'm really still surprised how long this has lasted with you guys. And NCIS, is that only you who watches it, Livia?
David watches it.
Okay. And that show's been on forever.
Yes.
But that's another one that I never really thought was in our wheelhouse. But every now and then you'd be like, I know the new episode of NCIS. And I was like, really? We're still talking about
NCIS? Just because you have not grasped the greatness.
That could be true. The other one that
Livia is a big NCIS fan, and I watched stuff because Livia watches it, so I can have something to talk to her about.
That's true. See? That's true. And then the other two would be, I just never got into Chuck. So I'm always like, reminded when Allison or someone's like, oh, the new episode of Chuck. I'm like, again, Chuck? Like,
did at least watch Chuck.
I tried, yeah. I tried to watch it. I just didn't, I didn't like that.
Well, I'm just
saying. Not that I'm super excited about it either. It's just that, I just happen to know it's on.
Well, I just want to make the distinction. You've never watched NCIS, so your surprise is
I have watched Castle. I have tried Castle.
You watched like one episode randomly in the middle. I don't know if
but I mean, I have seen it.
But it's a little weird. That Castle,
I like Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, but I feel like for Castle, you got to go back.
Now the other one is I never thought we would ever watch a show called Vampire Diaries. And it's there, like, you one go. Of my favorite shows. Like, I never would have thought
you've
that.
Taken my steam right now. Yeah. Like, that was my, that was
you took mine too, dang
that
it.
Was prominently on my list.
Take it.
And then my last one is, I hate to say it, but I'm a little tired of talking about Big Bang Theory. Like, I feel like the show's really just kind of worn itself out for, because that was one of the shows that I was, I think that was even our premiere. How could we not talk about Big Bang Theory? And I just, the show's really worn itself out for me. Which is sad, because I was a big fan.
See, and I wasn't. It still comes and goes. But for the most part, if it stopped being on the air, I'd be fine with it. I still think that they are making fun of them instead of making fun with them. There are moments that you just go, yes, I love it, and I know people like this. But overall, it's become the Sheldon show, and I don't care about Sheldon.
Yeah, and like the last episode with the basketball was exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, they're so bad at sports! You know,
I think Sheldon is better as comic relief.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, he's become the Bart Simpson or Homer. He's the, you know, he's even got his Bazinga line. I mean, like, he's not really a person anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I happen to have liked this week's episode of Big
Bang. You like the basketball
thing? I did too. Which is
I really did.
I thought that was making fun of them, just like you just said.
Except, the way it was done, I remember that. So, no. That could be a memory, but there are some that they do where it is more making fun. Some of the comic book issues is too much stuff at the store. The thing about what they did recently with the woman who was into comic books and even wrote comic books, and yet it was still as if the guys have never seen a girl in a comic book store. And based on the comic book stores I've been going to, when they see a girl, everyone gravitates to her now. So there are certain things about it that I think are still making fun of, but other things that, you know, sadly, yeah, it's us. So, yeah, it depends. And that's why I say it comes and goes. You could probably take about 15 minutes out of each episode, and it'd be fine.
Then you'd have 15, well, with commercials, half a show.
Yeah.
Britain! Okay.
I
think adding the women to the show has given it a couple of years extra life.
I would agree. I would agree with Tom. The women are my favorite part of the show now.
Yeah. And Maya Bialik is brilliant as Amy Farrow Fallon.
Yeah. I think Big Bang Theory, for me, I watched, I think, the first couple episodes, and I like Chuck Lorre. I didn't really like it. I didn't really get into it. It seemed too narrow, too specific, but it didn't have a wide enough appeal. It didn't really make me chuckle or laugh or whatever. It was, like, amusing, but whatever. And I stopped watching it. But I know you guys, there are a lot of people here that kept watching it. So I watched a few more episodes, and there was a lot of change. Like, the women characters, like, there's depth to the characters that they didn't have. And I appreciate it more, but it's certainly not one of my favorites. So,
okay. But what is your list?
What would you?
I don't know if I have a list. Big Bang, it was something that, like I said, I was never a big fan. And
well, I mean, like, what are you surprised that we're talking about now, or that we're not talking about now?
I don't know. Come back to me. I was not planning to be next, so go ahead. I'll jump in.
Nothing surprises him.
Can I say something about Big Bang that actually it sort of makes me like it less, which is really snobby? But actually, at Christmas, my parents, we were all watching it together, and I thought, how surreal is this? This is like, you know, sort of a geek show that I'm watching with my dad and my stepmom, and that they like it means that I like it less, which is really bad.
Yeah, I can see that. You snob.
Know? I know.
it's kind of like if you were one of the first people who did fist bumps, and now everybody's doing
it.
Yeah.
It's less cool.
Yeah, it's time to stop.
Okay.
No fist bumps. All right, Marcia.
Okay, well, I've got two. What I'm surprised we're still not talking about, though it looks like perhaps now we shall, is Good Wife. I enjoy it. It's a good, strong show. Good female role model characters. I mean, everything about it is, I like it. It's not perfection, but heck, what on TV is? And so now I'm hoping to God, you know, now.
I think both of you guys watch it.
Yeah, I think it's a great show. I think it's always been solid, and it's done well in the ratings. So, I mean, I like it, and I'm a little surprised, I guess, that there are more people who don't like it.
The way this podcast works,
I understand,
you have to push your show, and then you have to come on the podcast and be like, oh my God, can you believe what happened on The Good Wife?
As you know, I'm not a big pusher, so.
I'll push. I'll push you, follow me.
I've seen the pilot, and I did like it.
I like the pilot, too.
I just didn't see the rest of it, but I've heard good things.
So it's not going to be a hard sell, because I saw, I think, the first half of season one, and I really liked it, but what happened was my TiVo got stacked and something had to go, and it just ended up being the one that went.
The problem for me is that, as you also know, I'm not real good with the remembering the episodes and talking about it first, but I'm glad to chime in, and I have, you know, thoughts about things, so I'll wait for someone else to bring something up, and I'll go, oh yeah, I watched that too. Because I don't want to be relied upon to recap the episodes and, you know.
You make a perfect podcast attendee.
I'm a sidekick. I'm more of a sidekick than a...
because I have
yeah, to... that episode. That one.
Yeah. And I was right. I wasn't.
See, I'll second Marcia's mention of Good Wife. One thing I like about the show is it's a good love show, and they like to mix up the format from time to time. Like follow a single case, like the appeal of the guy on death row.
Well, what I'm this is my shocked face because I didn't know you watched it too. How is it that half the cast watches this show and I didn't know about it? All you guys had to do was say, "Hey, I want to talk about the Good Wife."
I did every week. I said I watched Good Wife.
You have,
and you got pet.
You know, what happens is I do this. I said, has anybody else seen The Good Wife? And there's like dead silence.
There, I guess.
You just don't match it. Like, you didn't must not have said it when Tom was there, because obviously he watches
when
it.
When I was there.
Yes, you didn't time it right. Your
so apparently,
was
we
off.
Need, apparently we need to do this a little more.
That's yes.
Why okay. That's why I have a list on the web of the shows, and we can show what people are watching. Oh.
Yes,
so
but
we would know,
but the problem is,
that.
You're the only one who does it.
Nobody else is doing it. We know these things.
I don't have a link to that. I'd love to. Okay. Because I sit here with my cell phone and a fresh battery, so that when we start, they start
yeah,
talking about a new show, I scroll to remind myself what the episode was, and I go, oh, thank God for TV.com. So, yeah, I can understand David's frustration. Good Wife, yay, it'll be on. Let's talk about what I can't believe we're still talking about.
What's that?
Well, I understand Walking Dead got better, so okay, I'll throw that
yeah.
off, because, you know, that's
yeah.
out of my DVR. Once Upon a Time. Are we just doing it because it's Disney when we want to see when it dies?
No, we're doing it because Jane.
I like it.
Jane.
She's not part of it anymore.
Yes, I just talked to her yesterday.
She's still part of it?
Yes.
Okay, then all right, then we'll still talk about it, because I'll tell you, she's the only reason I'm still.
Yeah, and when I say Jane, party. I'd like you to know I'm talking about Jane Espenson.
But you were having some problems with
it. I was, and I talked to Jane about them.
Well,
she's
that?
Going to make
oh,
changes immediately.
I'll tell you something. If we see certain changes, I can see Libya on the net going, "That's been my idea, Doctor. My idea."
No, I just told her. I basically was like, "I really like Mr. Gold. I think he really works for the show, and I love every."
You make
episode.
It the Mr. Gold show, I'll be very happy.
And I said that his episodes are really great, and she's like, "There's gonna be a lot more of him." And I was like, "Great." And I said,
yeah.
"However, I really used to like Emma because she was really smart, but I feel like she's being dumbed down."
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's not being
used.
Enough,
yeah, yet. She's not being used, and I feel like she's being dumbed down
being
a little bit
down.
Too.
Yeah.
And Jane was like, "Well." In the finale, there's this. I was like, finale? Because I think what it was is she just wrote the finale,
right,
so it's
right,
so it's
right.
on her mind. And so she's
okay.
like, in the finale,
yeah, but
this
in the
really...
meantime, she's acting stupid. I mean, I'm not going to necessarily wait around for the finale.
But she told me to be patient, and since Jane asked me personally to be patient, I guess I'll be patient.
Did you tell Jane that whenever we talk about it, we used to always say, you know, if it wasn't for Jane? Did you tell her that there's a mass amount of people out there who go, "I swear to God, she's off the show, we're gone"?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, she could have used that to get a pay raise.
Oh, my God. See, now I'm bumming because I just took it off my DVR. And
did you really?
I do that. I always am very loyal to shows that everybody else, you know, leave. And as a first show, after last week, it's like, done.
I agree. I was less patient, actually, than the rest of the room. I've only watched maybe 2.5 episodes and just wasn't interested enough to keep watching it.
Well, I thought, like, I didn't watch the Mr. Glass episode starring an actor that I love. I love that actor, but I thought the episode was so dumb I couldn't finish watching it.
Yeah,
but
it
then,
was a really dumb episode, and yeah.
But then they followed it up with Mr. Gold, and I was like, this is great! And then I had to admit that I didn't see the Beauty and the Beast connection. And
is
then I felt like
called Mr. Gold?
No, that's just the character.
That's his
name.
Alias in the,
yeah.
in the normal world.
Skin who turns straw into gold. And in this world, his name
is
Mr.
Gold.
Which
yeah.
makes
yeah.
me feel a lot better, because for a while there I'm going, what? Again, you got a pawnbroker who's a Jew?
I'm so glad you're not the only one whose mind went there.
And then while I'm watching the one with the Beauty and the Beast, which was actually, I thought it was going to be crap because they were taking the wrong character for Beast. I liked it. It was sweet. It was told you a lot more of his background. And I went, oh my God, gold. I'm such a fool.
Was I really the only one who actually got the real reference?
You mean the Beauty and the Beast reference?
No, it's a gold.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No. I got it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing was, I like Allison, the first place I went was Pawnbroker Jew. I'm sorry.
That's exactly it.
It's a show that has such potential for me that I just can't stop watching it.
But
that's the thing. It's got potential, but it's not realizing it right now, and that's what irritates me.
They're squandering the potential and my goodwill toward it.
Yes, exactly.
I'll have Jane come to your house, Tom, okay? And then she'll talk to you and tell you to keep watching it.
I am far more forgiving of it because Jane is attached to it. If she weren't attached to it, I would probably not be continuing to watch it.
Can they have Robert Carlyle come to my house? I'd really appreciate that.
I'm just very patient, and I have a big hard drive on my DVR. So.
Yeah, mine too. Do you have another show, Marcia? Are you done?
No, okay. I'm done.
All right, and actually, Peter's already brought up mine is like The Vampire Diaries. I'm so delighted that we are talking about it because I actually started it from the beginning, but I'm sort of more of a sidekick than, you know, so I don't push shows. Like, Libby always pushes them on me because I never pushed it. And in Vegas, all my friends hated it. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to watch it. So I was delighted when, you know, people in the podcast saw it.
That was Tom. Tom was the pusher.
Okay, so he was, yes, thank you, Tom.
I am the pusher of TVD. Some of my female students made fun of me for watching it.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
Oh, you need to watch it. And now they sometimes would text me or call me saying, have you seen it yet? OMG. It's a very well structured, very well plotted show, and they burn through stories so fast it's not funny.
So, like, if you don't like the storyline that's going on right now, wait 5 minutes and we'll be on something else.
Another two episodes. We'll be on a totally different storyline.
Exactly.
And then,
the Once Upon a Time writers could use a little, could learn something from the TVD writers.
Am I the only one that's anti Vampire Diaries?
Greg might be.
Poi. Sorry.
That's Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia is spitting.
On their grades.
No, just the last episode.
I'm not in the grades.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
No, yeah, it's just you.
The last episode, I think I threw my shoe at the television. I just.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, that's a later discussion.
All right, if I'm going to like be more assertive and be a pusher, one show that we talk about off and on is Archer, which I love.
Oh, right.
Oh,
I love Archer.
We haven't really been talking about it.
That's true.
And
I watch it every week, so it's just... And I'm just going through my list, and I just never bring it up. I don't know why, but I love it.
Okay. So
I'll
push it.
There you go. We push a new show.
Okay, so we're going to push Mentalist. Archer, and we're going
to
push
The
Life. There we go.
Okay.
I've been pushing The Mentalist, and I will visit your homes.
I caught up for you.
Oh, that's right. You're the one who kept me watching
it.
That's right. Duh, sorry. Sorry, because I get such animosity from everyone else. I'm defensive now. All right, so I'll go since I'm sitting here on the couch. Shows that I am surprised I'm watching or surprised that I'm not. Actually, what I'm surprised I'm no longer talking about in the podcast is House, which when we started the podcast, I was a huge fan. And I think, Peter, you watched House too.
I did for a
and
not
so,
as much as you, but
yeah. Yeah, but it was really one of the shows that we put in the rotation.
It was.
And we talked about it quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I think I might even still have it in my description of the podcast, which I have to now remove because I refuse to watch House anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's I hate the show now.
It must have been.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It must have been before I came to the podcast
or
whatever. And you stopped when I got there because I'm a big House fan. I haven't been since the beginning, and I always, you know. But for me, it's, I don't know. I'm very forgiving of certain things on the show, and whether the plots take them in new directions or not, if the characters are already characters I love, I don't really care. I just want to rehash or, you know, see the same things that I love about them. In some cases, the characters aren't as strong, and I want them to go places because they're not as interesting. But House is a character I love and I identify with.
I'm
sorry.
Well, I mean,
that's a little disturbing.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I love House 2 up until he tried to kill Cuddy.
And at that point, I was done.
He didn't try to kill her.
Yes, he did. I saw that episode.
Kind of running his car into the living room comes pretty close to wanting to kill somebody.
There's no way. He was... Dude, he was trying to kill her.
He even admitted it.
I mean, the character goes to jail.
Right.
So he did.
He tried to kill her.
It was anger. It was, you know, bad.
But he still tried to kill her.
Wait. Hold on for a second. David, are you dating anybody right now?
Tell her.
We're going to be having a talk, okay?
What you think of his acceptable behavior?
Or I would just say now to whoever is dating him, run!
Run, quick!
We watch it together, so it's okay.
And hopefully you have a second floor apartment.
I'm just curious.
She does.
Just curious, is that the bar that we set for a character trying to kill one of the other characters?
No.
Obviously not. Well, the thing is, for House... I've watched him do very destructive things and very mean things and be a drug addict and do all these crazy things. Yeah. And I could still get behind the character because he was still entertaining and he brought a level of sympathy and vulnerability to his character that made you kind of forgive some of those things. And that was just really good acting and really good writing. But in this particular case... There was nothing.
Make him sympathetic
it really felt like he really crossed the line this
he
time.
He really crossed the line.
And also, I would say, Malik, it doesn't have to be like murder. I'm watching, I don't know if anybody has seen this, but I've just started watching that 5-episode HBO series, Mildred Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm so sorry.
And I just finished episode 2. And I think Kate Winslet's really good. I like Guy Pierce. But the daughter... drives me crazy, and everyone says that's the story. That if you've seen the Joan Crawford, that the girl like that's the story. But she's so one dimensional, like just the worst.
Warn you, it doesn't get better.
Right, I heard that. I mean,
how far into it are you?
I just finished the second, so I've seen 2 hours of the 5.
Stop now! Stop now! It's only gonna get worse.
My point to Malik was like. The little girl's not a murderer or anything. She's not like... But it's like, it really drives me crazy. Because I don't find it compelling. I'm not like, wow, that's interesting. I'm just like, she's just one-dimensional. So it's not interesting.
I think that's where the problem is.
So, yeah.
That's the
thing with me in House, because I... For me, it wasn't so much crossing a moral line. I'm still actually watching the show, but I don't really care about what I'm watching. And that's the thing. The characters for me have gone from being interesting characters to just being caricatures. Mm. And I just think that they're treading water at this point. They're marking time until the show ends. And it's just not interesting any longer.
Yeah.
But they were planning on it.
They did announce it.
It, but that was because part of it was Fox wanted to redo their budget and reduce everybody's pay by 20%.
Yeah,
and
but even before they announced that, that's what it felt like. Like, this is just a death march to the end. Yeah.
Well, right. I will say one.
It felt like that.
I will say one disparaging thing about it, I guess, is that and I'm the biggest, you know, as big a fan as anybody, I think, but the character of House is a great character when he has a foil that works and brings out stuff in him. And this season, they really haven't done enough to bring out.
Well, they're missing Cuddy.
I'm guessing they still have Wilson, but
they hardly use it all anymore. By the way, he's almost disappeared from the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's not all talk at once. All right, but yeah, I got you. That was my one show that we talked about for 10 minutes.
20
more.
Okay, I only have one more thing I'm going to say, because somebody else mentioned Chuck. I was a fan and now I'm not, so we've already talked about that. The other thing I want to talk about, actually, and it has to do, I have Peter credit for this, which is comedies. I'm going to use that as a general thing, because I was more into dramas, and I think if you look back, we mainly talked more about dramas, and we maybe talked like maybe Big Bang and maybe 30 Rock, and that's pretty much it. But I really feel like we talk more comedies now.
There's even more comedies I wish we would talk about.
So you're surprised that we talk more about comedies?
Well, she's just traditionally...
Yeah, I don't usually like comedies. So,
but I mean, we do talk Modern Family now. Community? So that's something.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's my point, is that we talk about a lot more comedies in the podcast than I would have guessed when we started.
To be fair, I don't think you could have ignored even without me, I don't think you could have ignored the juggernaut that is Modern Family.
Trust me.
If it was bad or something, but I mean, you would have still liked that show.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have watched it.
I think you would have heard of it or something.
Yeah,
was...
I still wouldn't have watched it.
Because
I'm like, Community was out for how long before I finally decided to watch it?
That's just crazy. But
yeah. Like, I'm just saying. My family wins all the Emmys.
But what you don't understand is I generally don't like comedies.
Right. That is what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying.
So the fact that you guys have been like, you got to watch this, you got to watch this. And so I have given it a shot.
And I agree with Libby on that, especially for Modern Family, because I kept hearing from Brian, oh my God, Community, oh my God, Community, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, from a lot of you folks. But until we were here on the podcast and the pushing of Modern Family, I started to watch it in season two. And it's because of this podcast that I'm watching it. It's something that we wouldn't have otherwise.
Somebody out there was trying to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, Libya, is that just because when the podcast started, it seemed like that there were a lot of reality TV shows and that's the direction that things were going? And then it just seems like now the sitcom is back.
Reality TV has been around for a while, but I was very much
you're still more comedy than reality.
My point is if I start talking about a reality TV show on this podcast, somebody come and shoot me. Okay.
I will.
We will.
Okay,
got it.
I'll shoot you and then myself.
Thank you. Yeah, yes. That's not gonna happen. But some more comedies are out than were when we first started, but I mean, there were plenty of comedies. Yeah, I'm just saying there were plenty of comedies out even when we first started. I just didn't watch them, and I'm giving the podcast credit for the fact that we are talking about them and I am watching them. And
I wish somebody else watched Parks. Like, I think Parks is actually my favorite comedy.
I love Parks.
Oh, good job.
I watch Parks.
I love Parks. I watch it religiously every week.
It's awesome.
Remember, at the beginning of the podcast, before we start recording, and I say, hey, what shows do you guys want to talk about? And my rule is at least two of you have to have seen it.
All right, good to know.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is fantastic.
Fine.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
All right, that's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. So,
we're learning so much about each other today.
getting to know more about you.
So let me understand. We no longer go up to a potential significant other and go, so what's your favorite color? Instead we go, so what's your favorite drama? What's your favorite comedy?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And live on the second floor if you're David.
you might drive through their house. All right, Malik has the floor. Go for it.
The things that I'm surprised about may be based on false premises, so I'm going to actually put them out to you guys, and you tell me how false my premise might be.
Completely.
And so part of this is based mostly on what I know about the people in the room and on the line,
which
is that... I'm not going to tell that secret, Marcia. Mostly because I know a lot of this group originally got together because of your how much you enjoyed sci-fi fantasy.
Okay.
If you would ask, because I wasn't involved in the podcast in the beginning, if you had asked me, what are they talking about? I said, well, they probably would have been talking about sci-fi fantasy shows.
Okay.
So what I'm actually surprised about is the number of dramas you talk about that have nothing to do with the sci-fi fantasy world. I'm pleasantly surprised about that.
I wanted to make it a point when I started this podcast to not be a sci-fi podcast, mainly because there are plenty of sci-fi podcasts, and I wanted our podcast to be different, to where we do talk about sci-fi shows when they're out. We talk about Doctor Who and all the... Yeah.
And Eureka, and Warehouse 13, we do talk about the shows, yeah.
Yeah, we talk about the sci-fi shows, but we don't talk about them exclusively.
No, what it is Malik is surprised that we're normal.
I never said you were normal, Marcia.
I think that one of the good things about this podcast is the fact that I think a lot of us sort of discovered over time just how much non-sci-fi stuff we all watch, which we don't really talk about outside of this.
That's true. That's like when we're in our sci-fi group, our secret identity is that we actually watch regular stuff. And here we get to actually talk about those regular TV shows that we actually watch.
Right. Yeah. So that, what I'd say, is a pleasant surprise about what you do talk about. And again, not that sci-fi is bad, because I like a lot of sci-fi too. It's just that this... you know, the mix is much more comprehensive. And I think that makes for, one, just more interesting television and more interesting discussion. The thing that I'm surprised about in terms of what's not being talked about, again, it may be a false premise, so correct me if I'm wrong, is the lack of discussion about some of the British shows.
We do talk about the British
shows. Are we talking about British shows?
Well, so no, I'll tell you, there are a lot of Downton Abbey last week.
Yeah. So I could have missed it because I know I missed a lot. Did you talk about Luther and Sherlock when they were on?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to come to Sherlock. I was going to get to that. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. That's being discussed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, Malik. There are a lot of British shows that we don't talk about because we'll never see them on BBC America. But for those that are shown that are really great, like Sherlock and Luther and a few others, people somehow make they get to see it somehow. And we do talk about it. But you're right, there's a whole bunch of other British shows out there that we're missing out on talking about because there comes a point where Libya says, okay, it's now 4 hours, we gotta go.
I guess from one of your first questions, which was, I guess a show that I got interested in because of the podcast is really Supernatural.
Really?
But also, that also falls on my list for that I'm really surprised that it's still around. It's still entertaining. It's still an entertaining show to watch, but it seems like it doesn't really have a lot of direction at this point. I've really enjoyed it up to this point, but I'm not really sure why it's actually still on the air.
This is so weird. I feel like you're channeling Peter. Like he's got like a puppet hand, and because I've heard him say this exact same thing.
Hey, have you seen Peter talk and him talk at the same time?
Yes. It's like, I'm not sure. And I'm surprised. You're not, no comment, Peter?
What season are we on? Is it six?
Seven.
Seven.
But I didn't really watch the last season, so I actually did kind of bow out of Supernatural. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's why it's not in my collective anymore. So
when we talk about it, you just...
I agree that ever since they came back from their apocalypse, they have had a problem with direction.
Oh, wait, as long as Allison is talking.
Okay.
That actually brings... That surprises... There we go.
And I would think that the actors would want to branch out and do something else as well. I'm surprised that they're still doing the show.
I'm surprised, and this is more of a podcast group, TV Campfire podcast group thing. I've always think of Allison in our group. She, probably like me, is a little more cynical of bad television and stuff. And she tends to like a lot of things that, like, she likes Downton Abbey. She likes Boardwalk Empire. She likes things that are like, you know, consider like well written.
I'm actually surprised.
Allison, I love that about you. Like, but Allison,
being a snob was a bad thing.
Right. Yeah. Allison, I actually am surprised that from what I've seen 4 or 5 seasons of Supernatural.
Five.
I'm actually surprised you like that show as much because I do think a lot of it is kind of mediocre. So I'm surprised that you like that.
I do enjoy the show. I don't think this is their best season by any means. I think that they are getting, you know, to that not quite the house stage of treading water, but they are definitely, you know, they feel like they're just recycling stuff at this point and they don't quite know what they're doing. It's like they've got this Leviathan arc that's going on, but they never use it. And I keep feeling like they're filling it with standalone episodes. And I just keep feeling get on with it.
I will agree with that to a certain extent, but I felt that this week they really sort of addressed something that's kind of been lingering in the background, but never really discussed through all 7 seasons, which is what happens to a person after their demon possession.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, true.
Well, but you know, that also brings up an interesting thing too, because I thought they retconned that, because don't they usually kill the person
No.
Once they started doing their exercising ritual, they've actually saved more people than killed. Well, wait a minute. In the recent episodes, weren't they just like stabbing them with a knife?
Well, but
that was the whole point behind Sam taking the demon blood, so you wouldn't have to do that.
But you guys are forgetting.
This was 4 years ago.
You guys are forgetting. There was a point where they didn't have the knife, and they used to do the exorcism. Yeah. You're forgetting about that. But anyway, let's get back to the list.
Okay,
Greg, what else do you have?
So the show that I'm actually surprised that is not on the air and that we're not discussing, it was one of my favorite shows, which was 24. 24 was like one of the very few shows that I actually look forward to actually getting home and watching. It's one of the shows that actually
got me to upgrade my TV to HD and get surround sound and rush home from work, you know, get to the grocery store and get home so that I could watch this fantastic, riveting show that was just had you on pins and needles from the time it started into the time it ended. And I think they did have an opportunity, especially with Annie Wersching, the Renee Walker character, to really kind of maybe reboot the show, bring in a whole new cast, you know, replace, you know, Kiefer Sutherland and have, you know, a new kind of Jack Bauer-esque character. And they never really did. And so I'm really surprised that it's gone because it just went away in 2010.
I was like, say, dude.
Frank, you know, it's funny that you should say that. I always thought that if they had been clever, that the second season of 24, Jack should have been the supporting character in somebody else's story.
Right,
exactly. Every season could have proceeded like that, because 8 seasons of him, he became a superhero. Just put on a cape and some tights, and that's Jack Bauer.
That's true, right? Yeah.
I'm confused. I thought that 24 finished when we started the podcast.
It was still on when we were starting the podcast.
Yeah, but it was more like it was tapering off. I don't think I never watched the series finale of that show, because I'm really surprised you say that, Greg, mainly because I was like, dude, it was on 8 seasons. At the end, I was kind of done.
I disagree. I think you can never
it was treading water the last few seasons, I'll be honest.
I agree. I think that a lot of that had to do with not kind of, you know, rebooting the characters or getting, you know, new characters to kind of play that superhero role.
I agree. And I think probably that's why we didn't discuss it much on the podcast, because when we started, we were kind of in that doldrum period of it.
Yeah.
I think that you can never have too much of Jack, I'm all in Bauer.
So, Malik, you can do a special episode of the podcast for the 24 movie they're coming out with.
Josh, you're up.
Okay, so what has surprised me over all this time? I think, we've already discussed Vampire Diaries to a great extent, which I'm still surprised I watch and love as much as I do, and I have Tom and Libya to thank for that.
I was passing out copies of Vampire Diaries like it was sample drugs.
You were proselytizing Vampire Diaries like nobody I've ever seen. But another one that I sort of felt like, and this is another one that Libya was like, on me, you have to watch this. And I watched the first couple episodes and wasn't really into it. But because of the podcast, because of Libya, I finally went back, started watching it, and now I'm a huge fan. And that's Spartacus.
Yes!
There.
Thank you.
whenever Libya mentions Spartacus, I say, oh, you mean this show with lots of fighting and sex in it? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but it has a really good story.
Sure
it actually does.
Sure it does.
I'm telling you, there is...
You can have good story and lots of sex and violence.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex and violence, that's true, but the story is fantastic.
But do you like it because of the
I
sex
do
like
No, I like it because of the story.
Because I like it because of the story. The sex and violence, I sort of go, it's whatever.
I've only seen 5 episodes.
No, but seriously, there are times, like, there was a couple episodes in season 2 or the prequel that it was just like this huge orgy, and I was like, fast forward.
All right. My only point was that I don't think there's anything wrong with liking a show, if you like it for the sex and violence, nothing wrong with it.
No,
that's
but I'm
saying, like it for, that's
but
fine.
But if
that's all that the show has to offer, then really you're not going to just keep watching.
Right,
you're
probably
not exactly.
And
that's
I would
not
be,
what the show has. That's not all the show has.
Right,
to
and
offer.
I wouldn't
that's
be recommending
point.
It to people. Right. If that's all it was, I would not be telling people
you like
to watch
it despite the sex and violence.
Yeah, well, the violence
in addition
is
to the
yeah,
sex and
the violence is actually pretty good. I think sometimes the sex feels like it's over. Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah,
because
especially this week when we had like this big crucial scene, and throughout the whole thing in the background is this orgy.
Right, and it's just like sometimes
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones doesn't have orgies, but it feels unnecessary on Spartacus. Sometimes it feels like the sex is unnecessary. The violence usually feels like it's part of the story.
Actually, the orgy kind of it was kind of weird because I thought that that was appropriate. It gave you this feeling of, yeah, that was considered to be totally okay. You could have this political speech going on and everyone would be going, yay. And at the same time,
and then in the center of the room is like a bunch of slaves having sex with each other.
Yeah, and that was considered totally normal.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I give it.
So it was like a feeling of getting you to understand the period and the mindset of the time.
Yeah, right. And that's the same story that Stephen DeKnight's giving.
It makes it seem like the context is that's part of the context. So you kind of assume that that's normal for this period, for this, you know, this this context of the show.
Well, that's what I liked about Rome. I thought
thing. But the thing is, you really like Rome, and what frustrates me is you won't give Spartacus a shot.
I've watched like 5 episodes.
Yes, but that's... but you watch up to the episode is where I said, it gets better the next episode, and you watched up to that episode.
That could be.
I can absolutely understand where Peter is coming from, because Spartacus was on my list of shows that I continued watching just because of the podcast, because I hated this show with the mad... seething passion of a thousand suns when it started. And it wasn't until about halfway through the first season that my mind started to change. And it really took until, you know, towards the end of the first season that I went, wow, this has actually turned into a great show.
Yeah, I was the same way, and I have the podcast to thank for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would never have kept watching it if it hadn't been for the podcast.
Okay, well, that's a nice segue. Allison, what's on your list?
Well, I was going to put Spartacus, but...
Sorry, Thunder.
You got anything else?
Actually, Person of Interest, because I also couldn't stand the show, and I thought it was, oh, God, just another police procedural, and it bores me, and I really would have stopped watching after about the second or third episode, but I kept watching it because, well, you know, we're covering it on the podcast, so I might as well have something to talk about, so I'm just going to keep watching this thing. And it has actually turned into a really fun, interesting, watchable show.
Yay.
And the more they get into the arc of the show and the background of the characters, especially Mr. Finch, it really becomes interesting. And so that's totally, totally because of the podcast that I watched this show. And I'm glad I do.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. We're going to go to Mr. Mobile Tom, who is in Florida and driving. Let's give us your list.
The show I'm surprised that we talk about is, I'm surprised that we stopped talking about Chuck, but the fact that it got bad so quickly made it easy. The show that I would not be watching had it not been for Allison, which I've given her credit for, is Downton Abbey. And
yes.
Literally, it took me 2 days to get through all of season one because it's like crack. You can't.
It took you that long?
And I'm trying to think of the, you know, I would probably go with Supernatural for the show that I'm surprised we're still talking about. I've been critical of the last few episodes. It just, we're on a treadmill. It's like, seriously, move this Leviathan plotline forward. Or at the very least, stop showing the previously on Supernatural and not do anything with it in the next episode.
Yeah, I could see that. But if you watch the preview, you saw how we got in the preview, right?
Yeah.
I'm all good. We got Castiel in the preview. Yay. I'm happy. So yeah,
that's the only thing that really gives me hope, actually.
Castiel. Well, is it really Castiel? I don't know, but I want Castiel back.
It just seems like a show that's in its seventh season, and it's just straining to, what can we do now that we haven't already done, kind of, sort of, but keep it going.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. All right, so let's swing this back. This is going to be really quick, because we kind of covered it with what we said.
Yeah, I thought we were going to separate it.
We were going to separate it, but it kind of got mixed up. But really quick, is there a show that we haven't talked about that you're now watching because of the podcast? That kind of got mixed together as one thing. But if there's something else you'd like to add as a show that you now watch because somebody in the podcast told you to watch that we haven't talked about. If you have already talked about it, that's fine. But because I want to get through this quick, because this conversation actually went a little longer than I anticipated.
Really? Really? You didn't anticipate 2 hours?
I had two.
Okay. With this many people who love to talk?
All right, let's go back around. All right, real quick.
So I was originally going to have three because one was going to be Downton, but we already talked about, and that's awesome. The two was, I really got sick of 24. So when everyone told me how good Homeland was, and it's one of the co-creators of 24, I was like, I am out. I don't need to see another terrorist. Oh my God, he might be a terror. I did not care. But man, I love that show. Like and that's only because of this podcast. And the other one is Sherlock. I had no desire to see a Sherlock show, and I really like it. And that's because of the podcast. Yeah. So those are my two.
Sherlock is, well, segue wise, Sherlock is one of my favorite shows. That I can think of in recent history. And I probably wouldn't have watched it if it wasn't for Olivia or the podcast people talking about it. So I appreciate that. There are a bunch of shows that I've been told that are great by people that I've talked to in the podcast. I think Marcia said Terriers I watched, I liked. Homeland from Libya. Justified, I think it was Marcia. Or
oh, yeah, Justified.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I really like that show. I like Timothy Olyphant a lot.
Yeah.
Prime Suspect is another one that Olivia
old mentioned. Or new? We're talking the new one. New Prime Suspect.
I never watched the old one, but I like the new one. I didn't. I wasn't.
You should watch the old one.
Yeah, you said it's really good too.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Right. But Maria Bello, I was never a big fan of, but this is the first thing I really liked her in. Spartacus, I watched with you and got into. It's not my favorite thing, but I really appreciate the watching it with you. I get all the things that you like about it, interspersed with watching it. And
well,
it's fun.
That is, I have to say, it's a different experience me recommending you watch a show and then watching the show with you. Is a little different. Yeah. I will say that.
Homeland is one of my, one of my possibly favorite shows now that's currently on. Doctor Who, I've always been a fan, but you got me into Torchwood and love that too. And I even watched the Adventures of Sarah Jane.
You just jumped on into that universe.
I thought I was the only other person who watched the Sarah Jane Adventures.
I watched Sarah Jane too.
Watching it too.
Yay!
And I think somebody mentioned Alphas, and I watched that, and I liked that.
I was surprised.
I liked Alphas.
I was surprised that I liked it as much as
is
I did.
Alphas
yeah, 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 that turned into a good show.
It really did.
All right, Marcia.
One more. And then just to reiterate the things that. You that I watched because of you, but didn't continue to watch your Vampire Diaries and Secret Circle, which you're not watching Secret Circle anymore. So.
That's true.
Wait a minute. I never would have finished Torchwood if it wasn't for this, because I hated that. And there's no way I would have finished that dumb season if it wasn't that we had to review it every week. I would have been out of
there. Aren't you glad you watched Miracle Day all the way to the end?
No, I'm not.
I do not want to hear. I've already been slam-bayed about Torchwood Miracle Day already on this podcast.
And just one final thing that's sort of outside the scope, but a show that I've really come to like, I thought it was going to be stupid, is New Girl. I've started to like that show a lot.
I like New Girl.
Don't give me credit for that.
I like New Girl.
Outside the scope of what you've recommended.
Oh, because I was like, I was
she
the one
hated
who,
it.
I hated New
yes.
Girl.
You
but
did.
I think it's gotten better than it started out.
Oh, it has. Most comedies do. Yeah, it's gotten better.
Oh, no,
yeah.
But we're not talking about it on the show.
Well,
there's two people.
I don't care.
I'd rather do happy endings.
I was watching New Girl for a while, but Zooey Deschanel, I just despise her so much, I can't watch it anymore.
Well, all right. I did before when I watched Tin Man, but she's back on my good list.
All right, Marcia.
Okay, I've already, because I have to always intersperse in everyone's conversation, so I've already said the likes and the don't likes. I will say that New Girl will be talked on this show over everyone else's dead body.
All right, Ronnie.
Oh, okay, yes, I'm sorry.
I was just going like, wow. I got to videotape this.
I know, I do. Following up Peter's lead again, it's a good thing you're before me, but Sherlock, I forgot, if it wasn't for this show, or for the podcast, I wouldn't have watched that show, and I loved it, so I'm really thankful for that. And then the funny thing is, I'm still behind in Fringe, but I had given up on Fringe, and I wouldn't have tried to get back into it if it wasn't for the podcast. So I'm saying the podcast is keeping me going, even though I'm not caught up where I want to be with Fringe.
I'm trying to remember, Peter, you got me back into Fringe. But I don't remember, were we talking about it on the podcast originally? But
I haven't been until the second season.
And I can't remember, but like, yeah, I give Peter credit for getting me back into French because I thought that show was trash, and then I started rewatching it, and I was like, oh, it's really pretty good.
Well, so, to be honest, the first season has a lot of problems.
Right, so that was that was where I was. I was like, this show's awful, and Peter's like, no, you. And I was like, tell me the episode. I was like, because I watched the pilot again, and then I watched two more episodes. I still thought it was awful. And I was like, tell me the episode where it gets good or else I'm done. And he was like, let me do some research. And he comes back and he's like, episode 9. Or I can't remember if it was 7 or 9.
Yeah, it's one of those.
And,
yeah.
And he was like, this is the episode. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. So then I ended up watching the rest of the show.
And actually, I would say very much to Libya, but very much the group, because I don't have cable, so it's kind of hard for me to watch a lot of stuff that's on the air. I did my best to keep up with Game of Thrones because it was such a show that everyone was watching, especially you, and you love the book, but I would have just waited for the Blu-ray. I would have been like, I'll just wait. But because everyone was talking about it on the spot, I was like, all right, clearly I have to watch this right now. Yeah, like, it's good. I like Game of Thrones.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Did know that too.
One more show that I'm going to say, which I'm sure you guys are tired of me saying, which is, say it for me.
The Mentalist.
Thank you.
It's so weird that you got into that show. How many seasons is this now?
It's in season 4.
But like it's just so strange.
It didn't come out of nowhere. We were talking about like, what shows were good, and I said, well, let's see. No.
No. The conversation went like this. I was like, I was just like, is there any new shows I should watch? And I was talking to David. And he throws out a show, and I was like, oh, is that really good? He goes, not really. Okay. And I was like, and then he gives me another show. I was like, is that really good? He goes, it's all right. And I was like, dude, give me a show that's really good. And then he goes, The Mentalist. And I was like, really? And he goes, no, The Mentalist is really good. I was like, I don't know if I believe you. And
I still don't believe you.
I totally did not believe him. And then I was like, fine. So I was going over break. It was for Christmas holidays, and I wanted a show to watch over the break. And I downloaded it some kind of way that we won't talk about. And I watched the pilot and I was like, that's all right. I like the concept. But next thing I know, I had watched 3 seasons. And it was just amazing. It's really good.
Baker, he hypnotizes you. You've watched 3 seasons already.
Dude, I have watched that show twice. Okay.
I don't know if that would be good or bad for me to try this. Like, what if I really like it or something? You know? Like, I don't know. Like,
you
I just don't get it. So I'm like, I see the promos. I'm like, this?
I watched the whole series, caught up, bought the DVDs, and then rewatched it on good DVD quality. So anybody who wants to borrow the DVDs or get the files, let me know.
So are you saying that The Mentalist is a show that you're surprised we're not talking about? Or is it a show?
Oh, I'm trying to talk about it. I'm trying really hard. Okay.
Let me get the DVDs. Do they have captions?
Yes.
And all DVDs have captions nowadays.
See, I have maybe a convert. He's at least willing to try.
Yeah, which is interesting that he's willing to try more and more. When are we taking him to Comic-Con?
You see the look on his face is like, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, well, what was the look on his face when you first asked him to come to the podcast? Give it another 2 years. We'll convert him.
I don't know about that.
The podcast, we're kind of segueing into me, yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's a good way to segue, which is almost everything that I watch on television is either because of the podcast or because of Libya. Because otherwise, I don't really watch much on television.
Then we should have the Nielsen company go and hire Libya. Yeah.
I never objected to the podcast. As a matter of fact, I just happened to come visit one time when it was taping, and I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting.
So, oh, that's right. You just listened one time. You listened to us do the podcast, and then you were like, oh, I like doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's kind of how I got roped in. And then there's some sense of responsibility. Now I have to be up on the show.
Right.
But I'm somewhat irresponsible in that regard anyway. So the shows that I'm most excited about that I learned about from the podcast / Libya are Breaking Bad is one.
Oh, great.
I would have never watched that show otherwise. So the other show, we talked about Luther and Sherlock. I thought those... Luther is, I think, the most exciting thing I've seen on television pretty much ever.
As I've told Peter several times.
I know. I unfortunately saw a middle episode, so it's kind of ruined for me.
You saw the end. You saw the finale.
I wasn't impressed.
Because he didn't know what was going on.
Well,
that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I know. It's just, right.
And the shows are so contained. I mean, it's not like a serial where there's 20-something episodes.
It's six. Six for season one and four for season two.
Right, so you kind of can't miss, you know, you start at the beginning and watch it through. But the other thing is actually, this is what you had asked about before. I forgot to mention what we haven't talked about here, which I think is really good, is Sons of Anarchy.
I don't know
how this podcast didn't talk about that show.
Have you watched it?
I am in season one.
It's... excellent.
I'm watching it on Netflix.
It's just about a motorcycle.
I do like it, but it's not Breaking Bad like it. But in season one,
I keep watching.
Okay, but listen. I mean, I do like it though. I mean,
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I do like it. It's on Netflix, and so I started watching it on Netflix. But it's like I'm watching Downton Abbey, and then now I gotta watch Sons of Anarchy. Now it's like I'm. And then I started watching Brotherhood, and it's like I'm watching like three or four different things right now.
Well, are you saying that it's something we should try?
Yes.
That we should try a few episodes and then talk about it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Sons of Anarchy, I think, is one of the best shows on television.
Wow. So Malik is going to be hosting our Sons of Anarchy podcast. Yeah. but I do like the show, and the given incentive is... they actually got to a point in the story where I'm really angry at the characters because I think they're going to do something really stupid. I'm like, don't do this. The cops are setting you up. You know, like, and so I'm really kind of emotional about that. And I was like, I don't want to watch them kill their friend because I know that's what they're going to do and it's going to suck. And then they're going to be like, and it's just like, I am invested in the characters. Wow. So I will say that.
Well, what season is it in?
It's four. I think it's season four.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Paley.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to see if I could catch up in time to do the Paley. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, fake it.
But I do know who all the actors are now.
Are they in season three or four of that?
I think they're in four, because I think there's three seasons on Netflix, I think they're in season four. But it is good. It's really well acted. There's no people who are in the show. None of the actors are bad actors at all. They're all really good. So it's just a matter of how the story goes. Because
I know it's got actors in it who I really like, and I've been meaning to see it for a while, and I just never have.
Right. Well,
they're in season five.
Oh, they are?
Wow.
And they just got renewed for season six and seven.
Oh, it's a good show.
How would you compare it to Justified?
Huh.
Is it funny? No.
Well,
Justified's very funny.
Yeah, Justified can be funny. Yeah. This show, well, it is funny in that, like,
it does have humor.
It does have humor because, like, the new guy, what does he call the
prospect?
The prospect is hilarious. Like, he's like kind of the village idiot, and they treat him pretty badly, but he is dumb. So some of that stuff is pretty funny, and they have really smart people, and they have really dumb people, and so some of the humor comes from that. And they're like in some small town, and so you've got the really. The comedy comes from the intellectual midgets of the group. So,
all right.
Greg, you're really quick. Shows.
Yeah, really. Anything on the CW? Really. I just kind of assumed before joining the podcast and listening that anything on the CW was geared toward a teenage female audience. and really didn't think.
Generally speaking, you're not wrong.
Right. but you know, watching the show, you know, watching the shows, you know, like Supernatural and Vampire Diaries and Secret Circle. I mean, it's good writing, it's good storytelling.
I'm surprised you put Secret Circle in that group, but okay.
Hey, I'm surprised you guys put Vampire Diaries.
Have you watched it?
Jean watches it.
Yeah, but she watches it in the middle. She hasn't watched it. Watched
all
it.
All right, because
I know. You're just an abnormal person. All right, Josh.
But I have no more shows. Spartacus was the really big one.
Okay. Allison?
Well, shows that I actually would love to see us talk more about are shows like, which I've talked about before and keep trying to get conversations going about, are the Borgias. which is an amazing show. Oh, I love the Borgias.
There you go.
Fantastic. It's wonderful. I'd love to see us, you know, talk about that more because, you know, Jeremy Irons as you know, the evil
Rodrigo
Borgia is just, you know, delicious to watch. And it's great. It's, you know, all this intrigue and it's wonderful.
So apparently now when Allison and Josh are on the podcast, you could talk about the Borgias.
And
okay, there you go.
Has it started up again for this season?
It has not. It's going to be starting, I believe, at the beginning of April.
Okay. So we got some time.
A little bit of time there. So, you know, and the rest of you, I think the first season is available on Netflix.
It is, yeah. And so everybody watch it, get caught up for when season two starts. It's worth it.
It absolutely is. It starts a little bit slow, but then it really picks up and it's just fantastic to watch. And the next one is Nurse Jackie, which is it's a half hour comedy on HBO and is it HBO?
That's Showtime.
Showtime, excuse me. And stars Edie Falco of The Sopranos, and it's hilarious and weird and bizarre and very darkly funny and just a great show.
Allison, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned, because I'm trying to catch up, you didn't mention Boardwalk Empire. I've just started season two, so I'll be ready for season three.
Well, we have
finally started talking about Boardwalk
Empire. Yeah, we do talk about Boardwalk Empire.
Okay, because I really like it, so I'm anxious to talk about it.
I will, when I get my HBO Go, which should be in like a month, when I switch over to HBO for Game of Thrones, I will catch up on Boardwalk Empire when I have HBO Go.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
Interestingly, I just realized we went through this whole thing, a show that I think we did talk about, and I didn't see the last season. We didn't really, and no one brought up Dexter. We used to talk about that a lot.
That's true. We talked about it a little bit this season, but we still talk about it.
Because I didn't see the season. So.
Right.
You know, I got to say, Dexter has fallen into the category of shows that I used to love and I now want nothing more to do with.
And I'm sorry to butt back in again, but actually one that I was really surprised that I had not been watching that I got interested because of the podcast was Eureka. And now I'm like kicking myself that I wasn't watching this show all the time. And thanks to everyone. For getting me interested in it, and I'm really sad it's going to be going off the air.
Aww.
I'm glad to hear you say that. More people watching Eureka is good, even if it is getting canceled.
Tom?
I must thank Libya for browbeating me into watching Luther, which I bought season one on iTunes and devoured them when I was in England last summer.
Yeah, all right.
So, it's awesome, and I can't believe we don't get more of it beyond season two.
No, we do. It got picked up for season three.
Oh, it did? Oh, yeah. Good. I heard rumors that they were going to stop.
Yeah, well, because he won the Golden Globe, BBC decided to put up some money or whatever.
Nice. Funny how that works.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the mailbag now. First up, Sam, I think he's from California, because he mentions LA traffic. So there you go. He says, in regards to the question you posed on the cast, how did I find the podcast? He said, in general, I'm a TV addict, huge, so I tend to watch a lot. And when I'm not, I read a lot of articles and listen to a lot of podcasts that are related, especially when he has to deal with LA traffic. But in all the podcasts I do listen to, while good, tend to talk about the same shows. So one day I did a search for podcasts and NCIS, and this one popped up. I noticed that there were other shows that you talk about that I normally don't hear talked about, so I just put it in my rotation.
Nice.
See, Mr. Wait. I don't like NCIS. So we're
different, right? Yeah. It paid off.
Yes, exactly. So, thoughts? Comments to Sam?
Well, there's nothing wrong. I mean, what podcasts I listen to, it's always great to find, you know, even if you're in something big like, you know, television or movies, and you find someone that's talking, or a podcast that's talking about something that others don't. That's great. I mean, I've had that happen for me, not with NCIS. I've had that too, where I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, like, so yeah, that's a great thing.
The thing is, that's why I was trying to set our podcast apart. Why we didn't just talk about sci-fi. I wanted to talk about stuff that other podcasts aren't necessarily talking about.
I remember when there was a Galactica water cooler and you told me, you're like, oh, they talk about Mass Effect all the time. And I was like, what? And then that got me. I was like, that's fantastic.
And you still don't listen to the podcast.
No, but I did listen to those.
Oh, okay.
I haven't listened in a while. But still, that was cool. I liked that. So.
I think if more listeners would give feedback like that, we can have an understanding of what kind of things people are interested in, why they're listening. So it's really great feedback to get.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just realize we will never discuss reality TV.
Ever.
I don't care how much they want to hear it. That's not going to be here.
Yes. Okay. Then I have email from Brian, and he says he joined the podcast around the low 50s, so he can only talk about half of the podcast. And he says, I love the podcast. Enjoy the format. I wish I could contribute some by sending in a short write-up about the show that isn't really about the show, but this isn't the right format. However, Brian, I will tell you, you can send in a voice recording and we'll play it for you. So if you do want to comment verbally, let us know and we'll put it on the air. There you go.
I just had a thought, but I'll actually save that for the next segment. Suggestions.
Suggestions.
He says, when you're the only person that watched the show and give your synopsis, you get the benefit of seeing the people's reaction and adjusting and including more detail. Plus, they also sometimes ask questions when you are unclear. He's talking about when I monologue, which I try not to do, but there are occasions when I talk about a show by myself, and I really try to keep that to a minimum.
Yeah.
Shows that I started watching as a result of the podcast in no particular order. Also, I believe almost all of these shows were I would have never heard of, and some of them include have multiple seasons when I started watching. His list is Terriers, Modern Family, Community, Parks and Recreation. See, he was listening to you, Peter. Being Human, though he's not kept up. Boardwalk Empire, Luther, and he says, awesome. Thank you for recommending Luther. Honorable mention to Downton Abbey in that I think I started watching it a week before it was actually mentioned on the podcast or would have made his original list. Lastly, he says, I've never seen The Wire, though I always thought about it. And as a result of the podcast, I acquired the first two seasons. However, I haven't actually started watching them yet.
Now, when he said he acquired the first two seasons.
We don't ask. We don't ask.
That's right.
Brian, I'm with you. I've got all five seasons, and I've only still watched the first episode.
Downton Abbey, I watched, I think, because I saw it on Community or something like that. It was referred to on one other show. So I started watching that.
Okay, and he says, here are the shows I wish you guys would talk about, but he knows we can't talk about every show, and you really can't review shows that none of you like.
Well, we can.
Short review.
Wait, didn't we do that on Torchwood?
Yeah, that's true. So...
And I think we kept
watching Torchwood. I'm about to list. He said, however, you have made some inroads. He says, the shows that I wish you'd talk about more, The Mentalist, thank you, Brian, Breaking Bad, Rizzoli and Isles are a few shows that I was watching that you weren't discussing, but now, for example, you might start talking about.
It is true. We don't talk about Breaking Bad enough.
We don't. We didn't because I think we weren't caught up. It was a weird thing. We weren't quite caught up when it started.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
If this year people, I mean, it's regular TV, guys. If this year people catch up on the regular TV stuff, then we can talk about this.
Yeah.
It's FX.
Okay.
Breaking Bad.
It's not regular TV.
Breaking Bad is AMC.
AMC, yeah. But yeah. Anyway, so thank you, Brian, for your Mentalist plug. I appreciate it. Brian says, on a personal note, meaning no offense, which is always bad when you start that out. And I hope you get a laugh
out of it.
Meaning no offense, but I'm going to offend you.
He says, I hope you get a laugh out of it. But the first few episodes we listened to, the interjections were kind of fast and I barely got your name. But Libya didn't give a gender to me, and your voice isn't distinctive enough for gender either. And you were making comments about some of the guys on TVs, and sorry, but I assumed you were male and were gay. I actually thought that was funny.
That was awesome.
I am not offended. I am, however, amused.
You've been outed and you weren't even in.
I think this is correct, Allison. He gave us some feedback on he wanted to know more about the guests and have names and see who we are. And we went through the trouble of trying to get some visuals of us. And Allison, let us know, is that ready?
Yes, that is forthcoming. I have had a crazy week.
Because of Brian's... suggestion, he wants to know who the guests are on the podcast and who we are. And we're not going to necessarily say who we are, but we'll give you a little visual. So on our Facebook page, under info, I'm going to list the pictures of the guests on the podcast, and it'll say Peter from West Hollywood and Libya, the host of the show. So look for that very soon.
Soon.
So, and that's all because Brian said he wanted to know who we are. So thank you for that feedback. And he
also see
said,
what you do?
He says that you guys are stars and you should be recognized.
Thank you, Brian. I've always thought that myself.
So, Brian, thank you for that feedback and keep it coming. All right, into the mailbag. And so next, the last thing we're going to talk about is ideas, thoughts, suggestions, and people are pointing.
So when you were reading the mailbag items, it made me think about how listeners could participate a little more in the podcast. And I just thought if you use something like Twitter or something where they could send in comments.
Oh, you mean like the Twitter account that I have and I've been asking people. We have Twitter. Yeah. I've sent out comments.
Is it live?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so.
No. What he's saying is that one of us sits here and
checks. Do live podcasts on Twitter, you mean?
No.
Oh, live tweet while we're podcasting?
So one that people know the podcast is filming at such and such a time. We're going to be taking Twitter comments during the recording of the podcast.
Oh.
Just like the Avengers movie did 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's only useful if you need a two-way communication. Otherwise, you just say, we're going to tape this time, send in your comments before then, and we do it like
that. Yeah, I'd rather do that versus being dependent on live Twitters.
You're not dependent. So we're going to be talking, and if people want to chime in, then they can do that.
But they won't be able to hear us.
That's true.
See, that's the thing. Since we're not doing a live broadcast, a Twitter thing would be sort of pointless.
Yeah, I think a one-way communication would be easier and better.
Well, if they know what shows are going to be discussed.
Oh, that's true.
Then they could at least give their comments on the shows.
Okay, I like that.
And then their comments could be recorded. Someone would read it, and they could hear and listen to a comment they made, how it was incorporated into the show.
Okay. I mean, they could do that.
Right. Yes, I'm writing that down now.
As a suggestion related to that, maybe you could have next time we'll discuss, or coming up this next podcast we'll discuss, so people can have that information. And
or I might tweet I won't necessarily know. We don't know that far ahead. But what I could do is I could tweet a couple days ahead of time when we do know what the shows are.
Absolutely.
I could tweet what those shows are we're going to talk about, and then they can send their comments about the show, and we can incorporate those comments.
Good.
That totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Twitter comments in podcasts. Got it. Writing it down. Look at that.
Yes.
Good feedback. Hey. Anybody else?
Hey.
I don't know how you do communicate other than the podcast with the listeners.
Okay.
If it's Twitter, if that is the way that you want to do it, that's great. And putting the stuff there.
Well, otherwise, I have Facebook. You can do Facebook too.
So you can put stuff on Facebook or both. You can simultaneously broadcast on both. But having that kind of information, or having one of the things I was thinking about was like a survey of either the cast of the show, the people that talk, or the listeners as well, about different things that we might be interested in. What shows are your favorite show? What's your who would you like to hear us talk about? Any of those things that might be good feedback, you can have it as a survey.
Well, we do. You can do a poll on the Facebook. You can totally do a poll.
So I'm saying maybe think of some polls. It might be a handy.
Well, how about you think of the first poll? All right. So we'll do some Facebook polls.
All right.
Which also I will have to give Brian credit for this too. He in his mailbox or his mailbag, he did talk about doing more polls.
Well, he could come up with a new poll too.
Yes, Brian. Yeah, you hear that? You come up with a poll as well. Facebook.
Another
polls.
Idea connected to that could be to occasionally have listeners be guests.
Yes,
on the show.
I have totally no problem with that.
Okay.
Especially if they've given enough feedback to where I kind of have an idea of the kind of how they're going to talk a little bit. Without, I don't want to be crazy surprised, but,
The other thing is, going back to my suggestion or my comment about having this list that I've set up, this spreadsheet that says, here are the shows, and indicating who is watching what, so we can know
That's on like a Google...
It's a Google spreadsheet.
Google spreadsheet, right.
So
they have those at work.
We can either have those to share for all of us to do, or even for listeners if they want to look at it too?
I don't think the listeners, but I think it should be just the...
A list of what everybody's watching, and we actually know what we'll talk about and not wander off.
That was my thought, and I think I got a couple of, yay, good idea, David.
And then nobody did it.
Nobody said anything.
I never got a link, so... Okay.
I just got the link, I just didn't do it.
I did it.
Great.
So, well, that's a little work for the listener, for our guests. Let's see if we do it. We'll try to make an effort. All right.
During the off season last time, we did a few episodes where we did like flashbacks where we talked about older shows that we used to watch that are no longer on the air, and I really enjoyed that, and I was hoping we could do more of that.
Yeah, but
later on, like in the next off season.
Yeah, totally. I have no problem. It's just really hard to do that while we have a lot of live shows.
I know.
But it is totally easy. I mean, I have no problem with that at all. All right, I'm going to wrap this podcast up unless anybody has an opposing opinion. No one's opposed.
No, I think 5 hours is good for a podcast.
Tom isn't here yet, though.
Yes, Tom is at the airport about to get on the plane. But
no, I'm about to rent the car.
Okay.
All right. So let's do the whole plug, which is, if you have any feedback, send it to us at tvcampfire@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can find us on Stitcher.com, GetThePointRadio.com, KryptonRadio.com,
WeDenopolis.com.
Oh, and iTunes. Thank you. Send us feedback through the iTunes bit. And talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.